Today on Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, she moves our lesson forward from the history chapters in the book of Daniel to the prophetic ones. Here's Dr. Davis.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and we are beginning the last chapter of Daniel, chapter 12. I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been listening in our conversations of Daniel. I hope that you've learned a lot, as I have, especially about the fervent prayer life of Daniel. The last couple chapters of Daniel are very prophetic, so I understand sometimes these can be hard, but I thank you for being a faithful listener and trying to glean nuggets from the Word of God. Today we're going to get right into the end of chapter 12, as this talks about prophecy of the end time. In verse 1, "At that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book." Notice verse 1, it says, "And there shall be a time of trouble." Another prophet that prophesied to Israel before going into Babylon was Jeremiah. And in Jeremiah 30, 3 through 7, I find to be very interesting. Jeremiah 30, 3 through 7, it says, "For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people with Israel and Judah, and I will cause them to return to the land that I shall give to their fathers, and they shall possess it." Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. "For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved of it." So Jeremiah prophesied about the time of Jacob's trouble, even before they went into captivity. And it will be a pain that is so great. The time of Jacob's trouble is going to be like a whole nation going through the unbelievable agony that only a woman who has given birth to a child can understand. I don't think there is anything more excruciating than the pain a woman goes through when she's having a baby, especially without anesthesia. I know some men who've taken all the classes and even gone into the delivery room and been part of that beautiful experience. But we'll see that the time of Jacob's trouble spiritually will be like the labor process. The time that is mentioned here is mentioned in the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24, 21 through 24. Revelations chapter 6 through 19 describes this process, or describes this time as well. John describes war, famines, 25% of the world being killed, one-third of the earth and sea destroyed, fresh water being polluted, and the release of hell's demons to overrun the earth. This will be a time of significant trouble for the Jews. In other parts of verse 1, it says, "And at that time, your people shall be delivered." Who are your people? When he's telling Daniel, "your people," there will be three categories of Israelites at this time. The first category is rescued, the second category is resurrected, and the third is rewarded. One-third of the Jews that are in the tribulation will be rescued. And we find that in a number of places in the Bible. So if you turn to Jeremiah 30, verse 11, we find it there. "For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you. There will always be a remnant of Israel. But I will correct you in justice, and will not let you go altogether unpunished." If we turn over to Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 33 through 38, "As I live, says the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with fury poured out, I will rule over you. I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you out of the countries where you are scattered with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples. There I will plead my case with you face to face, just as I pleaded my case with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So I will plead my case with you, says the Lord God. I will make you pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. I will purge the rebels from among you, and those who transgress against me. I will bring them out of the country where they dwell, but they shall not enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord." And in the last place where we find where Israel will be rescued is in Zechariah. In Zechariah chapter 13, verses 8 through 9, "And it shall come to pass in all the land, says the Lord, that two-thirds in it shall be cut off and die, but one-third shall be left in it. I will bring the one-third through the fire, will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, 'This is my people,' and each one will say, 'The Lord is my God.'"
Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is committed to the teaching of God's Word. We are a ministry of the Truth Project.